Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. Or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. And please share those on social media. As I always say, so many great articles and podcasts over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You don't want to miss the McCullough Report. Dr. McCullough is on there. He's been featured on the Joe Rogan podcast. He was a guest not too long ago, and that actually led to a lot of controversy Joe Rogan had on Dr. McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone. And that stirred up a lot of anger from the liberals because they both have opinions and different diagnoses from a lot of the doctors like Dr. Fauci, and they don't speak so highly of the vaccine. And Joe Rogan got a lot of pushback. Neil Young and Joni Mitchell both said they no longer wanted to be on Spotify. And here you have other celebrities like the Obamas who are thinking about opting out of Spotify themselves, now we're reading. So it started off with that. And then, of course, the cancel culture mob does not stop there. They actually sift through all of Joe Rogan's shows and find every single time he said the N-word and put it all together in an out-of-context clip of Joe Rogan saying the N-word. Now, personally, I don't say the N-word, but Joe Rogan's defense was that he was saying it. Basically, instead of just saying the N-word, he was actually saying the word, which he says he now realizes is wrong. And he actually apologized, which I think is always a mistake, because when you apologize, you show weakness to this rabid mob. So we'll see how this goes. Rob, what are your thoughts on what's happening with Joe Rogan, and how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing good. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. Another night, another show to discuss current events and things that are taking place. But what you're saying is it's really remarkable how the left, they're going after Joe Rogan, who isn't a conservative by any means. The guy bagged Bernie Sanders during the primaries of 2020 for the Democrats. But because he has an opinion, because he has a mind of his own, and he's having guests, or he has had guests to come on his show to talk about the coronavirus, they're freaking out. And I don't know why they're freaking out, because they have CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, LA Times, and all these other liberal-leaning news outlets, not to mention your local broadcast stations. Why are they having a conniption over Joe Rogan? Who is Joe Rogan? Joe Rogan used to be the moderator or the host of Fear Factor. He's now into extreme sports or fighting, MFA, fighting, boxing now, or kickboxing, whatever they call it. But he's just Joe Rogan, a regular, simple, white guy with an opinion who happens to be a comedian also. But he also happens to get more listeners and probably viewers on YouTube than CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, and all these other liberal outlets. So they don't like that. And if he were leaning toward the right, what do they care? The left is not listening to him. Well, I'll tell you why they care, because people are listening. And they're saying, wait a minute, what he's saying makes sense. I mean, I have never been able to wrap my arms around people. Not them literally, of course, because some of these people, if I want to wrap my arms around them, I would probably want to have darts that would stick them, you know, or truth serums, Andrew. But I don't understand these people who get all bent out of shape because a person like Joe Rogan has an opinion. And it goes beyond him, Andrew. You look at you and I, we were on Twitter. Between the two of us, we almost had 100,000 or more followers. But because our voice was different than what they were used to hearing, people didn't like it. So they targeted us. We got kicked off the platform. And when I hear people say, well, it's a private company, they can do whatever they want to do. Well, they can do whatever they want to do, including put out misinformation. So you're okay with this private company putting out misinformation, this private company only putting out what they want to put out, a private company that has a huge reach into society. So when I hear Republicans, mainly, and conservatives say, well, it's a private platform and they can do whatever they want, and they viciously, or furiously rather, not viciously, but furiously try to defend them, thinking, are you serious? Well, this is capital market, you know, free capitalism. Okay, I know all of that. But you have an entity that's picking and choosing the free speech that gets out there. I don't get it. It's as if though I were to open up a newspaper and if people started buying it and listening to what I'm saying, if they didn't like it, they would shut me down, which is what they did to the New York Post when the New York Post printed an article about Hunter Biden. They shut it down until after the election. And then they came to the Hill and say, we don't do that. We don't censor conservatives. Yeah, but your algorithm does. I don't get it. And people just sit back and they're okay with this. So we have this guy, Joe Rogan, who by all accounts is just a regular Joe Schmo, who happens to, Spotify happened to give him $100 million for his podcast because he's good and people like to listen to him. But the left doesn't like that. Dr. Fauci has even said, oh, that's misinformation. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, has said that they should do more, they being social media, to censor him, to shut him down because of misinformation. Now, imagine had Kelly McNary or Sarah Huckabee Sanders has said the same thing, that big tech should censor someone. People would have been in an uproar. The Washington Post would have been writing all types of hit pieces on her. Oh, she wants to silence free speech.
They would act like it was Nazi Germany if it was said during the Trump administration.
Right. Had she said they should shut CNN down for printing out false information about a Russia collusion, they would have had a conniption. Washington Post, this is Jeff Bezos' outfit. They should shut it down because he's printing things about Russia collusion and there is no Russia collusion. But Joe Rogan, one man who had a team of smart individuals to come on his show and talk about the coronavirus, they don't like it. People can make their own decisions. The same way they're making their own decisions not to take the vax because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris said that if it was Trump, they wouldn't take the vax. They said it. I didn't say it. They said it. Joe Biden also said that if you take the vax, you won't get the virus. He also said if you wear the mask, you won't get the virus. If you take all the shots, you won't get the virus. I didn't say it. He said it. So is that disinformation? Is that misinformation? I don't know which one they're using, dis or miss. Mm-hmm. Either way, they're controlling it, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, I really don't like Joe Rogan's response to all the backlash he has gotten. Originally, after he got a lot of backlash and Neil Young and others pulled out, he said, you know what, maybe before my show start with controversial opinions, I could put a disclaimer up. Or he said, maybe he can have a show with a doctor with a separate opinion after he has a show like he did with Dr. McCullough or Dr. Malone. And then this time with this inward controversy, I guess you do want to address it in some way, but he was so apologetic. It showed a lot of weakness. And I think these leftists are just going to try and pounce on this until they get him canceled. They seem determined.
Well, I never listened to Joe Rogan when he was on Fear Factor. Do you remember that show, Andrew, Fear Factor, whereby they would get these group of people?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, initially it was okay, but then I'm like, okay, I'm tired of it. And of course he had that knucklehead Omarosa on it and she cheated there and behaved unseemly as always. Whenever she's on TV, she's, you know, full of drama. She's a drama queen. But it was okay in the beginning. Then I got, okay, it's a bit absurd. So from there, I thought he had fallen off the radar. Then I started hearing people talk about a show that he had. I'm like, this guy is the same guy? Because he had cut his hair, got beefed up or whatnot. I'm like, wait, is this the same guy? That's the same guy. And now he's this connoisseur of talking, and they say he's smart, he gets his information, and he presents it well. Now they don't like it. Like, what gives? Now, I agree with you, him coming out and saying, well, maybe I can put a disclaimer on it. Well, don't tell us what you're going to do. Just do it. Who cares? But one thing I don't like, and I'm going to say this, if he's listening, I hope he is, or I hope someone sends this to him. Unfortunately, now I think he's weak. He is weak, Andrew. Because when you have to apologize to the mob for what? You did nothing wrong. It's almost as if though you're apologizing for being bored. Well, I can do this and I'll do that. Yeah, but you didn't do anything. Now, some would say, well, he's trying to protect his partner, Spotify, because they gave him a deal. They gave him $1 million deal and he wants to work with them and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, they came out. They said, this is what we're going to do. You don't have to say anything else. So he apologized the first time. And now, like you said, these libertards are going through all of his body of work. He said the N-word, and he said this. So now you have this musician, as I said the other night, India Ari, coming out, and I'm going to pull my stuff. Don't play my stuff, because he said the N-word. And I don't like the way he said the N-word, and he referred to Black people as being apes, and I don't like this. Never mind you, the mayor of New York called white people crackers. And he said, well, it was in the context that I put it. Never mind you that you have a lot of rappers talking about in this, in that. Never mind you, you have a lot of rappers who are so misogynistic. Forget all about that. Never mind you, Snoop Dogg and Dogg is supposed to perform at the Super Bowl this coming Sunday. And if you listen to some of his lyrics, F the police. We're going to kill the police. We're going to kill the orange man. We're going to do this and my baby this and booty call this and booty call that. Never mind all of that. So India Ari, she didn't listen to any of that. She knew nothing about all that. She just wants to single out Joe Rogan. I'm going to pull it because he said the N-word. Well, honey, baby, child, you need to start censoring a lot of your Black friends because they're using that N-word nonstop. You should also censor Google and YouTube and Facebook for the content they have about Black people. Let's just get real here now. Seriously, let's just get real. Because none of this makes any sense. You want to silence him. You want to kick him off to prove a point. Then you have The Rock who says, oh, I'm going to go on a show. He has a different opinion about the vaccine. So I'm going to go on the show and I'm going to talk. And then as soon as he learns about the N-word, oh, I'm not going on his show. I didn't know he said that. Yeah, but you appeared on Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Kimmel came out in blackface. What's the difference? No, you exactly. Want to be this virtuous person? What is the difference here?
Yeah, this sorry to cut you off, Rob, but just quickly, the difference is that someone got in The Rock's ear, like we see happen to our president all the time, and said, oh, you know, that's not a good look to be out defending Joe Rogan. Did you know that he said the N-word 20 times? This is not a good look for you. And with Jimmy Kimmel or whatever, he's just part of the establishment. So, of course, he gets a free pass.
Andrew, never apologize for cutting me off, because you know if you don't cut me off, I will keep going on and on and on. So feel free to steamroll right over me. But you're right. Someone got in his ear and they just said, hey, you better back down. No, I respect The Rock. I think he's on steroids, but I respect him. But when he came out and said that and did pull that move, weak. We've got so many weak people out there. I applaud the little Black boys and the little Black girls that are standing up to this woke crowd. Now, they're not on the right. They're just standing up because they see that a lot of this stuff does not make any sense. The little Black boy who sung the Star Spangled Banner on Fox News not too long ago, I applaud him because I'm sure that there are some woke Blacks that criticized it. I applaud anyone who stands up and says, this does not make any sense. You don't have to be on the left. You don't have to be on the right. You can be in between. You don't have to ascribe to my political views. But what we see here now is ridiculous. We're going to take Whoopi Goldberg off because of her views on the Holocaust. She misspoke and she doubled down on stupidity. We did a show about that. So let's take her off for 2 weeks. And then we want her to think about it. Think about what? You pulled Roseanne off. You tried to destroy this woman simply because she made a comment about Valerie Jarrett looking like the Planet of the Apes. If you were to combine two groups of people, this is what you would get. No, she didn't know Valerie Jarrett was a Black woman. I knew. But I didn't care. I read that. I thought nothing of it because that's where we are in society. People making comments about other people. You see it 24/7 on Twitter and on YouTube and on Instagram. That's the reason why the suicidal rate for young teenage girls is up. It's not because of the right, it's because of the left. And these mean girls and the things that they're saying. Stripping down to their PJs or their birthday suits, saying, look at my body and your body is horrible. You don't see conservative women doing that. Right. Maybe they are, I don't know. But all this is coming from the left. They're trying to sanitize, trying to clean up, and it is their own house, Andrew, that they need to sanitize and clean up. So you want to silence Whoopi Goldberg for 2 weeks. Now she's threatening, I'm going to get off the show. This makes no sense. Because they told her, if you apologize, if you do this, that, and the other thing, you'll be fine. Well, she did this, that, and the other thing, but you still have a group of people that are aggrieved. We want her to suffer more. Well, here's my thing on it. She misspoke. It was stupid. She tried to correct it. It was stupid. But pulling the woman off for 2 weeks, what, for vacation, are you going to give her pay? What does it do? Who does it appease? Those few little groups of people who my feelings were hurt? Grow up. Come on. This is what we've got to stop. Now that she exposed her ignorance, okay, now Whoopi, we hear what you're saying. Now this is what really happened here. I know that the woke folks have been telling you for forever that only blacks can be discriminated against, only black racism can only affect black people, but you're wrong. That's all that had to be said. So you have all these libertards and other people that are running around out there. What do we do? She exposed us. What do we say? Because racism is only against black people. And it's Black History Month. So look at what they're doing to a Black woman on Black History Month. And it's not the right who's doing it, Andrew. It is the left that are demanding her head. Like I said, look at what they did to Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I want to go back on something else you said about these girls wearing scantily clad outfits, these young girls. It's just what you see so much in society today. It's the left pushing this perversion in Hollywood. You look at a lot of these shows, Teen Mom and all of them talking about abortion, and it's all right to have unprotected sex because you can just have an abortion. It's just a totally lack of morals and a lack of God in their life, and that's what the left is trying to push onto the youth. And unfortunately, it seems like a lot of them are clinging on to it.
And they are clinging on to it, and it makes absolutely no sense. Like you said, Teen Moms, and only MTV, they have produced some of the most horrible shows out there. Teen Moms. And people say, well, it's not what you think it's about. Well, yes, it is. Why are teens being moms? We should be practicing abstinence. And if you're going to do have sex, okay, some people will. Okay, use protection. As opposed to just willy-nilly, then you're pregnant, and oh, I've got to take care of a kid. Or, well, I'm going to decide, do I want the kid or do I not want the kid? It's baby on demand. This is where we are in our society. So back to Whoopi and Joe Rogan. So Joe comes out and he's apologizing. Whoopi has apologized. Why isn't Michael Avenatti apologizing for putting us through this whole saga of Donald Trump is no good and we need to do this and we need to get rid of him? And I found out this about Donald Trump and him walking around with a porn star. I'm surprised he hasn't connected with Hunter Biden, because Hunter is into porn stars and hookers and prostitutes and everything else. But quiet as it's kept, no one wants to talk about it. No one knows anything about it. If you go to Middle America, Andrew, they know nothing about Hunter Biden and his deals with China or the Ukraine. Thanks to big tech, thanks to the social media, of course, thanks to CNN, that's failing, by the way. But Michael Avenatti, no one wants him on to apologize for putting us through all this craziness. Because you know why? Because at one point, many on the left thought that he could be the next president. No, I kid you not. They build him up as being the next president. And he himself said, oh, well, I thought about it, when all they had to do was to do a background check. All they had to do was go to Google, because then Google wasn't suppressing the information, and you would see that the guy had a checkered background. But they had so much hate in their eyes for Donald Trump that, oh, he could be the next president. Forget about Hillary Clinton. He could be the next president. You don't believe me? Run the tape. Here it is.
Not only the attorney who represents Stormy Daniels, he's Donald Trump's worst nightmare. Micah Moretti.
The American people deserve to know what happened with this agreement, whether Mr. Trump knew about it, whether he knew about the $130,000.
I must ask you the $64,000 question. Are you going to run for president?
So I'm seriously considering running in 2020 because I think this is a unique moment in our history.
Lately, to me, you're like the Holy Spirit. You are all places at all times.
We have some breaking news for you. A federal judge dismissed Stormy Daniels' defamation lawsuit against President Trump.
Former lawyer for Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, was arrested yesterday, charged in an alleged extortion scheme to shake down Nike for $20 million.
Did you try to extort Nike for millions of dollars?
No, and any suggestion is absolutely absurd.
Celebrity attorney Michael Avenatti is now a convicted felon.
Court that remember. He's not welcome back?
Well, I think he might be in jail.
All the bigwigs on TV saying that he could be the next president. Can you believe it? I mean, it's laughable. It is laughable. It is laughable that they thought that he could be the president simply because of their hate for Donald Trump. And where is he now? Well, he's looking at almost 24 years behind bars for extortion and wire tampering, wire fraud.
Yeah, he also ripped off a paraplegic millions of dollars just to see where this guy's morals and where his head's at. And yeah, as you said, that's who the left was promoting. As you heard in that clip over and over again, he appeared on CNN, I think over 100 times or something crazy like that. He was just, anytime you turn on that network for a period of time, it was Michael Avenatti's face. And that was the first prediction they made about who is going to be president after Trump that blew up in their face. I think after that, it was Governor Cuomo.
He was going to be the face that brought down Donald Trump. And they all loved it. They all thought, oh man, this guy, he is the man. He's going to do it. But he wasn't the man, and he wasn't going to do anything. And now he's looking like a fool. So why isn't he apologizing? Why aren't they giving him time on the air to apologize for putting us through all those lies?
Yeah, but just, you have, as you said, they didn't vet him, and they just expected everyone to think that a guy who's a porn star's lawyer is a beacon of credibility and someone that we should listen to on all issues, because they were bringing him on to talk about everything, not just the case with Stormy Daniels. Anything negative you could say about Donald Trump, they were bringing him on to say it.
Yep, they were. And they enjoyed it. They reveled in it. They thought they were onto something. But little did we know that behind the scenes, he was going to be brought down by his own doing. His own doing. So 24, looking at 24 years. And that's not the end of it. I mean, there are other cases that are against him. It is always the left. They accuse the right of doing something, but they are the guilty party. And it just goes on and on and on, Andrew, the things that they're doing. And it makes you wonder, what the heck is going on here? They want to silence us because they say we have misinformation, disinformation, and big tech, they're the overlords. And when I have conversations with people, they're completely oblivious and they try to cart out their facts. Well, what about this and what about that? I have someone right now who's still sending me information about Donald Trump is a racist and Donald Trump was a bad guy. And look at this and look at that. I'm like, for Pete's sake, can you say anything about Joe? Trump is not president, but Joe is supposed to be the president. But that's all they want to talk about because it's a deflection. They don't want to talk about Joe being a loser.
Yeah, Joe's lucky no one's made one of those video clips and put it together of him saying the N-word out of context, because I think he said it on more than one occasion.
Oh, he has. He has when he's in Congress. And not only that, Andrew, you think about what he did when Clarence Thomas was about to be sworn in, or he was going through the nomination process to be on the Supreme Court, and that whole hoopla of Clarence Thomas harassing women. And that's when we learned about Long Dong Silver, who was a porn star, male porn star, and pubic hair. Now, are we going to go back to Joe's past and call that up and look at it? Are we going to go back to Joe's past and remember when he said what he said about Indians all working at 7-Elevens? And dare I mention Janice Rogers Brown, whom Joe Biden fought tooth and nail to keep off the courts, the federal courts. Now, had she made it to the federal courts, possibly she would be sitting on the Supreme Court. But Joe didn't want that. And Janice Rogers Brown is a Black woman. And that's something else I want to talk about, Andrew. The whole thing with, you watch TV, Black History Month, all you see are Black women, Black women, Black women. Nothing about the Black man. Look at Joe's cabinet members. Look at the people he has at the top. Where are the Black men? Few and far between. All Black women out speaking up. And unfortunately, I hate to say it, I'm not impressed by any of them. I don't know what they've brought to the table or what they're bringing to the table. And the one at the very top, Kamala Harris, she has proven to be a complete disaster. Why isn't she apologizing? Since we're on the apology tour wanting everyone to apologize, especially the individuals on the right, why isn't Kamala apologizing for being a failed VP? Joe should apologize also because he's just as horrible while he has us march into war with these war hawks that are trying to defend. Well, we need to go to Ukraine because we got to make certain that we show our allies and we got to protect the borders and we've got to protect freedom. And there's the NATO. Screw NATO. Yes, I said it. What has NATO done for us lately? Not a darn thing. Every time we give them a helping hand, they slap us in the face. But yet and still, we got to protect, what are we protecting? Hunter Biden's interests in Ukraine? I don't get it. But we're making the case on both the left and the right, Andrew. Because we have a lot of folks on the right that are like Lindsey Graham. President Trump got it right. He's a rhino. And I have said it on this show, Andrew. Have I not? I have always said that he straddles the fence. And I'm not meaning, literally. I know if you guys know what I'm saying, but I don't care. But I've always said I don't like it. Now, he'll come out with, President Trump. And you know what? President Trump, he could definitely win this thing. He could win this day. If he stick with this, he could win. I've spoke to him and we've spoken. Lindsey is a rhino, okay? Let's just be honest. Mitch McConnell, I don't know if he's a rhino or just a dummy. I think he's a dummy. He just wants to make a name for himself. You have too many people trying to hold sacred. We're trying to keep the Constitution together. We're trying to make certain. No, if you really want to look at it, we need rebels. We need people that are going to fight. They're going to fight to say, this is the country that we are here for, and we're going to fight for this country. But Andrew, people are too afraid to do it. And those people are on the right, if I might add.
Yeah, well said. So many weak Republicans. Things need to change, and it needs to start this year in 2022. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Hello, this is Lieutenant Randy Sutton, the host of Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement. I am a 34-year police veteran. I am also the founder and CEO of an organization that stands behind injured and disabled law enforcement officers. It is called The Wounded Blue. Our website is thewoundedblue.org. We have produced a film. It is an important film. I urge you to watch it. The film details what happens when a police officer or law enforcement officer is shot or stabbed or beaten or disabled, seriously injured in the line of duty. Most people think they are taken care of medically and financially. The reality may be quite different. It is called The Wounded Blue, Service, Sacrifice, Betrayed. The film is available on Amazon, iTunes, and the Microsoft Store.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support, delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. We are the voice of a nation, the American nation, that is. This is Malcolm Out Loud. I invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com, where the fight for liberty and justice continues. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome back to After Dark with Robin Andrew. The first half of the show, we were talking about the apology tour that a lot of people are getting on so that they're not canceled by the left. It makes absolutely no sense. I'm sick of hearing the apologies just to, and for what, as I said, just to maintain your significance, just to stay out there and say, oh, it's me. I have something else to say. I want to be on Twitter. And believe it or not, Andrew, a lot of people think that Twitter is the gospel. They think that Twitter is everything. And Twitter itself thinks the same thing. They think that they are the gospel. And you know why? Because they're able to silence individuals. They're able to silence your voice so that people can't hear your voice. If you're on Twitter, you have the entire world looking at your voice. But if they silence you, it is very difficult to find a medium to get your voice out there. There are some that are up and coming, but we need more. And just speaking of the up and coming mediums that are out there, Andrew, did you hear about GoFundMe and what they were doing or planning to do to the truckers in Canada? They had raised all this money, or people were donating. Somebody whispered in their ears also. And the next thing you know, they said, oh, we're gonna shut this account down because we believe that it's racist and it's spreading disinformation. Like, what? Yeah, it's racist and we're going to shut it down because we don't want any part of it.
Yeah.
And on top of that, go ahead.
Yeah, they let CHOP in Seattle, remember when the people started their own community and there was a shooting there almost every single day, yet they allowed them to hold GoFundMe accounts. And I heard that thing was completely funded on donations from sites like GoFundMe. So the double standard is clear.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt, there's a double standard. But in addition to shutting down the truckers' GoFundMe account, they decided on their own, we're going to take the money and we're going to give it to a charity of our choosing. Number one on the list, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter that's under investigation. Now, I wouldn't put much stock in it if you have Christopher Wray or Merrick Garland doing the investigation, because they're going to turn a blind eye. It's up to the attorney generals in the red states to do the investigation, because then it will go somewhere. Because we all know right now there's a double standard when it comes to prosecution. Look at the riots of the spring and summer 2020. Look at Jan 6. We keep talking about Jan 6, which was all of a, let's say, 6-hour event, compared to the spring, summer of 2020 that lasted through eternity, caused a lot of damage, caused a lot of harm. Police officers were killed. But you have people on the left and the right that want to see those protesters on Jan 6. Oh, they've got to be prosecuted. Oh, they've got to do this. And oh, you got to do that. Because we on the right, we're always saying, when you hurt a police officer, you need to pay. They didn't hurt any police officers. The police officers that were killed, they committed suicide. And no one has thought to look into it. Why did they commit suicide? What did they know that we didn't know? Do they know that Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser were told that we need security, that we need to call in the National Guards, and they said, no, we're not going to do it? Is that why they killed themselves? Because they couldn't bear that pressure of knowing what actually happened, of knowing that our own government has been lying and lied and put innocent people's lives in harm's way? Or that our government was secretly trying to cause an uproar with that crowd? Why don't we know this? Chris Christie, who's coming out speaking against the president. Folks, Chris Christie is just trying to sell books. I have said this before. Chris Christie is a dud. Maybe he was a good governor. Maybe he knows the law. But as far as him being sincere in what he wants to do now, it's all politics. He knows that if I go against Donald Trump, I will get more airtime. Because if you notice, he hasn't been on TV a lot. So now they're going to drag him back out again for him to pontificate. Well, Trump is wrong about this and Mike Pence this. I have said this before. And Andrew, I will say it again. Well, first, let's just play the tape of what Mike Pence said. Roll the tape.
We all got our doubts about the last election. And I want to assure you, I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. And I promise you, come this Wednesday, we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence. The objections to counting the certificate of vote of the state of Arizona that the teller has verified appears to be regular in form and authentic.
Then I, Paul Gosar from Arizona.
What purpose does the gentleman from Arizona have?
I rise up for myself and 60 of my colleagues to object to the counting of the electoral ballots from Arizona.
Is the objection in writing and signed by a senator?
Yes, it is.
There you have it. Mike Pence created this. Mike Pence said that we're going to look at this. I know that a lot of you are concerned. You heard the tape. Mike Pence said it. Now, according to the Constitution, when they're getting ready to tally the votes, if you have a representative challenging the electorates of a particular state, and you have a senator to support that, the responsibility of the vice president is to say, we're going to send these votes back to the state so that the state can decide. That's it. He's not overturning the election. He's saying, okay, there's some concern. Let's send it back to the states. If you read the Constitution, you will understand this. And I'm talking about the United States Constitution, not the Constitution that people want to make up. You can Google this or go to DuckDuckGo. This is what's supposed to happen. Now, if, and hear me clearly, if Trump is saying that Pence and himself could have overturned it, no, he couldn't have done it himself, okay? He has no power to do that. But he does have the power to say, according to the Constitution, the requirement or the criteria has been met. We have a representative and we have a senator that are challenging these electoral votes. So according to the Constitution, I have to send this back to the state. Once it's sent back to the state decides as to how it wants to proceed. Do we want to seat those delegates or seat other delegates? Plain and simple, cut and dry, that's it. And if Mike Pence doesn't understand that, then he has mush in his head for brains. Now, of course, he's gonna come out and pontificate and he's gonna have other people pontificating. And it makes absolutely no sense. Just cite the Constitution. Stop giving us what you think. Cite the Constitution. That's it, which is what I've done. I've cited the Constitution. You can go into the Constitution yourself and look at it. How you're supposed to seat the electorates. And not only that, Andrew, this has happened time and time again. In 2016, you had Democrats challenging the electorates. Biden was the vice president, and he presented to them. He said, does anyone challenge these votes? I can't remember the guy's name, but he was also on the impeachment hearings. He said, yes, I want to challenge it. And then Biden said, is there a senator? There wasn't a senator. So he said, the votes, the electors will stand as is. Even Andrew, in 2008, when Barack Obama was running against Hillary Clinton. It was challenged then also, and it was the same procedure. Is there anyone here? Yes, we have a representative. Is there a senator? No, we don't. Okay, the votes will stand as is. And it keeps going and going and going. But we don't know that. You know why? Because the media won't show you that. They will only show you what they think will get you all riled up. And what's getting people riled up right now is Mike Pence and Donald Trump. And of course, throwing in big Chris Christie. But I would submit to you, go to YouTube, Google it. You will see it yourself. You will see the Democrats that have challenged, that challenged President Trump. You will see the Democrat that challenged Barack Obama because they wanted Hillary Clinton. But we aren't shown that. We're made to believe it doesn't exist. So people, you've got to know history. You've got to wake up and you've got to see what they are doing. Now, fast forward to today. All the people, like I said, we have a lot of rhinos on the right. And that is a reason why when people talk about 2022, oh, it's going to be a slam dunk deal in this, never underestimate the ability of Republicans to blow it all up. Look at Mitch McConnell. Look at Lindsey Graham. They just won't stop talking. Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger. Now, of course, he's saying that he's not going to run again for his office, but he's thinking about running for the president. And of course, like clockwork, the media will give him all the attention in the world. Now, I don't know if CNN will do it because they're in a bit of transitioning. Hopefully they'll transition for the best and kick out the fake news. But you have all these people that are there that are thinking, oh, we're gonna take it back and we're gonna do this. And you know, one person that I said to keep an eye on, everyone was saying, oh, he's a switch parties, Joe Manchin. What do you think about him, Andrew?
Well, he's better than most Democrats, but he's still a Democrat. You see, recently he is hooked up with Lisa Murkowski. Apparently, they're endorsing each other, which is kind of interesting because Lisa Murkowski's very unliked by most Republicans, and Joe Manchin seems very unliked by most Democrats. So I guess they figure that they have a similar base. It's kind of interesting, but yeah, he's better than most Democrats, but in my mind, he's still a Democrat.
Better than most Democrats, but do not trust him. I said the same thing about Kyrsten Sinema. Do not trust him. Yes, they gave us a temporary win with this whole Build Back Better, but the fact that he's going to endorse Lisa Murkowski, who is without a doubt the very definition of a swamper. I'm here not for the party, but for my people. Well, your people don't agree with you, Lisa. They don't agree with you. They don't agree with a lot of your stance. And I've said this before, but people have a difficult time digesting this, Andrew. But I'll say it again. Trump by no means was perfect. Trump was bombastic. Trump had everyone on their pinky toes, afraid. What is he going to say? What is he going to do? But there is one thing that he did do, and that was serve this country. Made certain that we didn't go to war, made certain that we were at the forefront, America first. Jobs, all this other stuff was a distraction. Russia collusion, to this day, where the heck is it? He's a racist, where? Now everybody is a racist. But then when you look at it, who's a real racist? The folks on the left, Whoopi Goldberg, I'm just gonna call it the way it is, Joe Biden, the comments he's made, those are the true racists. But for them, you're a racist, racist this. Why? Because they don't like who? Stop trying to make Black people the freaking victim. This is Black History Month. And this is one thing I will say. Black people have survived against the most difficult situations in life. For 200 years, they were enslaved. Enslaved by whom? Democrats. And when it was time to take them out, Democrats fought against it. Democrats created Jim Crow laws. Democrats created separate but equal. And when it was time to vote for the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Andrew, guess what? Only 27 Democrats voted for it. compared to 73 Republicans. A little known fact that people don't know about, Democrats did not want it. They did not want the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Now, we all know that it was Johnson who signed it, who did it because he was between a rock and a hard spot, and he just wanted Martin Luther King to shut up and go away. And then once he did it, he said, oh, I've delivered, and he said this, paraphrasing, the niggers over to the South forever. He said this, I didn't say it. Google it for yourself. But it's astonishing to know that 73 Republicans said, yes, we want it, compared to just 23 Democrats. Now, if you were to tell them this, they would, oh, no. Well, no, we were for it. We were for it. And look at what we're doing now. What are you doing now besides going back to segregation? Going back to that. And is this what Lisa Murkowski wants? When she claims that Donald Trump, I don't know. You don't know what? Because he calls out the BS? We've got to rethink this whole thing, Andrew. People have got to wake up and rethink this. Because the people that you think are doing you good, they are not. They're just in it just for show. Nancy Pelosi, almost in her 80s. Well, I'm going to run again. Now, people would say, well, if Trump is going to run, why can't she run? Well, look at the big difference. You got a woman here who can barely put two sentences together, who's telling our Olympians, you better be careful, because if you don't, China will come after you, and I'm afraid they might hurt your family. Lady, this is the United States of America. Now, if Biden wants to go to war, just tell China, if you touch them, we will blow you to wazoo. But yeah, instead, let's appease them.
Just a small correction, Rob. Nancy Pelosi is not almost in her 80s. She's already 81, and she's going to run for office again. So, yeah, that says a lot, especially if somehow they pull a rabbit out of the hat and win again. She's going to be the leader of their party at, 82, 83, 84 years old. It's just, if not an old white man, it's an old white woman. And that seems to be what their identity politics tell you that they don't want.
Well, they said they don't want old white people. They don't want old white men. But yet and still, they keep pushing them out there. They keep pushing them out there. And thank you for correcting me. 81 years old. She's beyond her prime. She can barely get two sentences together. She can barely put her makeup on. She can barely put her lipstick on. And I'm just calling it the way I see it. You look at her lipstick is all over her face. Her eyeshadow is all over her eyes. Maybe that's the reason why she bought the $1 million property in Florida. And of course, her son is under investigation by the Department of Justice, but you never know where it will go because you have Christopher Wray sitting at the helm, who's receiving all the reports. And he might just look at it and say, put this in file 13. We don't want to see a look at this. Look at Hunter Biden. I sent you, I think, Andrew, an article by the Daily Mail on Hunter Biden. Scandalous. Scandalous. What was in that article and the video. Scandalous. But the liberal media doesn't want you to see this. And I tried to post it on Facebook. They would not let me post it. This goes against our rules and regulation as to information that can be shared on Facebook. But let someone kill someone and put it on Facebook, it's there. No censorship. Let someone curse and swear, it's there. No censorship. Even let someone come on and say the N-word 25 million times and there's no censorship. But you want to censor an article about Hunter Biden. I wonder why. He too should be apologizing, since we're on the apology tour. But no, we don't want to see that. We want to hide that. And I sent that same article, Andrew, to some friends of mine that are just in love with the left. And I'm like, have you ever seen, or will you see, or please produce a video of the Trump children doing the same thing? Complete quiet, complete silence. I'm like, just show me. I want you to show me a video of Trump's children doing what Hunter Biden was doing. And Hunter Biden saying, oh, well, you know, my old dad, my old man, he's running for the president. So I've got to be careful with what I do. Really? Andrew, scandalous.
Yeah, he is one of the most sleazy people you're going to find anywhere. And this is the guy that our president, Joe Biden, said is the smartest person he's ever met. It's just absolutely pathetic. And it's almost like you're waiting for the future when there's going to be like a Hunter Biden documentary of him smoking crack and talking about some big sad sob story about his life, because I think it just continues to go downhill from here. I don't think he's learned his lesson whatsoever, because a lot of these recent videos of him high on crack, he's got his brand new teeth, which he has only had for a year or two. So I think he's still up to his scandalous behavior. A guy that sleeps with his own dead brother's wife. I don't think he's got any morals or standards whatsoever.
I like that, his brand new teeth. And they are brand new, because if you look at the video, of course, it's very difficult to find, or the pictures on his laptop, you'll see that those teeth are not his teeth. His teeth are jacked up because of the meth, the cocaine, and everything else that he's using. He's probably had a little bit of plastic surgery, just like his dad, Joe, but you won't see it because, as you said, he's the smartest man that Joe knows. When Tony Bobulinski came on TV and said, "Joe, I know him, I saw him, he was there, he knew what was going on," and the media shut it down. Even to this day, if you want to ask someone in middle America about Tony Bobulinski, they were like, "Oh, is he a senator?" They don't know. Because the media, big tech, they were successful in hiding all this information. While they were teasing you with information about Trump's children and what they were doing, but they never produced. And that's the thing. They get this information out there in public domain, Andrew, and they're unable to follow up on it. And then people will assume or recreate like, "Oh, well, yeah, but his children, they're doing business with China. His children, they're doing this." Okay, fine. But show me a video of any of his children gallivanting around with the prostitute, making porn video, and doing God knows what else, smoking a bong and everything, drunk, sleep, passed out. You can't show it of Trump children. But Hunter Biden, it's all out there. But they want to suppress the information. And you have a lot of folks, unfortunately, on the right, that are included in this, wanting to suppress it. "Well, Joe, he's my friend, and we don't want to hurt him because his son died, and he's having a difficult moment. It's not my fault. He's supposed to be the leader of the free world. Put your big boy pants on, and let's get after it."
Right, and people from the left say, "Who cares? Hunter Biden is not the president." But we're just saying, look at his disastrous lifestyle, and somehow at the same time as this guy's out smoking crack, making pornos, partying, everything else he's up to, he's cutting $1 million deals in China and Ukraine. It's like, why would they want to give him this money other than influence? Because this guy is a total mess.
Well, I'll tell you why we should care. We should care because, as you said, the influence and the connection with Joe Biden. Remember when Trump was in office, he kept saying, "He's doing business with the Saudi Arabians. He's doing business here, and he's doing that, he's doing this." It's all allowed under the Constitution in order to speak with different heads of states. You can do that. You can continue to do business. But what Hunter Biden was doing, pay to play, is not in the Constitution. That is illegal, and that's called white privilege. And why, again, Black people have not woke up and called it out is beyond my realm of thinking. They're too busy saying, "You don't want me to vote. You don't want me to do this." Okay, let's just play this out, because you keep hearing this. If they were to say, "No ID to vote, you can vote," they would complain about something else. It's a ruse. If Joe Biden got 80 million votes, who was prohibited from voting? See, they know it's a big lie, Andrew. They know all this stuff is a big lie, what they're putting out there. But they're hoping people don't see it. And unfortunately, a lot of people in middle America, they don't see it. They can't wrap their arms around it. They don't understand it. They're thinking seriously that they're keeping people from voting. They're thinking that white people are bad and they're doing this and they're doing that. And as I have said before, this is 2022, the least racist era in America. Yes, there's racism that still exists. And of course, it comes from the left. But quiet as it's kept, it's Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump. And they're able to ride that ticket and make money of it. And it makes me sick and tired when I hear it. It's insulting. Look at me because of the content of my character, not because of my skin tone. Look at me for what I can do. I don't want you to give me something that I'm not deserving of. I don't want you to say it's time to equal the playing field, and then you want to disregard someone else, because yet again, we're creating segregation. We're putting one group over the other. And if you were to tell these woke people out there right now that are creating this to stop it, all these companies that are now, well, we're going to try to hire more Black people. Okay, why weren't you doing it before then? What was keeping you from doing it? So you're admitting that it was your own hiring practice that was stopping it. So you're the racist, not the folks on the right, but no one is calling them out like this. As I said, you have folks on the right that are just going along. Oh, okay, we're not going to say anything because they say that we're racist. Oh, you better say something. You need to open up your big mouth. And speaking of big mouths, Andrew, AOC, I heard that she was like silent for a couple of, like she said, 14 days or 14 hours or something. What was the story?
Yeah, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez last week claimed that she was leaving Twitter because it was very negative and she was sick of the negativity. So everyone took this that she would not be posting on Twitter for a long time. And apparently 14 hours later, she was back tweeting and retweeting. So her hiatus was very short-lived. Of course, she explains herself by just saying that means she's going to spend a lot less time on Twitter. And she prefers Instagram because she says it's not as negative. But it's just very sad and pathetic that this is a member of our Congress who's got the mentality of a teenager. Oh, I'm leaving social media. And then you see her again like the next day. It's just flat out childish.
You have a lot of people who claim that they're going to leave social media and then they come back because of, I don't like the atmosphere and I don't like the tone. Well, you created the tone and the atmosphere, Miss AOC. And I don't know why she's given so much power by the left or the right. I mean, I personally don't find her attractive. Maybe she is. I don't know. But I know that Chuck Schumer is afraid of her. He's thinking that she may run against him. And if you're allowing this little woman to put that much fear in you, then you're not doing a good job. You shouldn't be in office. Why are you in office? And why would people vote for her when she's doing absolutely nothing for the district? She's telling you to stay locked up inside. She's going to Florida and doing everything else. It just shows you the contradiction in our society and how people are. And Andrew, I tell you, it makes no sense. But yet and still, we want to drag people out for an apology tour. Apologize, apologize. And it's meaningless. And I would say to my fellow patriots on the right, don't buy into it. Don't do it, because it will never stop. They don't want your apology. They want to silence you and shut you down when you're speaking truth to power. Plain and simple, Andrew.
Yeah, well said. And you look at people like AOC, Cori Bush, Ayanna Pressley, and to me, it seems like there's a big maturity problem in our country. It used to be where people would be maybe a little immature around 18 to 25 years old, but now we're seeing people into their 30s that are very immature. You look at even like videos back from the early 90s or the 80s, it used to be like where a 32-year-old person was a full-grown adult. And now we've got so many people in their 30s that still behave and act very childish. Just my thoughts on that. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Robin and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, wherever you listen to your podcast, we'll be there. See you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.